This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, February 17th. Well, folks, we're oscillating right now, and I don't want you to be too worried. It's also option expiration day, and that contributes to the volatility. But the main thing that happened this week is our inflation news was not as good as we had hoped for, and we're still in shock over that 3% increase in retail sales for January. So some of this strength in retail sales could have been seasonal adjustments. There's a lot of upward seasonal adjustments in January. You have abnormally warm weather, and those seasonal adjustments can be exaggerated. There's no doubt that the payroll report for January was also exaggerated by seasonal adjustments. So we'll see if reality sets in. The big impact is it drove rates higher. So as I speak to you today, the 10-year Treasury is 3.85. It was 3.9 this morning. That's a big increase from a couple weeks ago. So the perception is inflation is stubborn. The Cleveland Fed president said that she would increase rates at 50 basis points at the last meeting. Of course, she's not a voting member. The rate increase was unanimous. So there's a debate whether the Fed wants to do 50 or 25. There's a lot of doves on that Fed, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do 25. But we'll see. They're all being kind of quiet right now. And we'll have a Beige Book survey. It'll be coming out next week, and then we'll be able to get a feel for the economic report the Fed's going to be reading. In the meantime, a week ago, energy prices were very firm because of the Russian production cut. Today, they're a little softer because our energy inventories in America are running 8% higher than a year ago for crude oil. But in the energy information report, it was also mentioned that they might release another 26 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Now, that shocked me, folks, as I thought the government was done draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Why they release another 26 million barrels, I have no idea. They're clearly trying to manipulate oil prices with the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. China was one of their big buyers previously. China's now busy just buying the Russian oil. And of course, the House overwhelmingly voted to stop the SPR sales to China. So that is kind of weighing on the market. Now, oil markets can be talked up or down. Russia remains the big wild card. Their oil is heavy and sour. So in addition for it going to India and China, and India is selling a lot of refined product, it also goes to the Middle East. And they like to burn that heavy Russian crude oil for electricity. And that frees up their oil to be refined, and because they have higher grades of crude oil. So the tanker stocks, you know, we're celebrating all this chaos in the energy markets, and they're starting to have some profit taking right now. But Russia is still going to be forced to shut its wellheads down. They don't have the storage capacity. They don't they're totally dependent upon pipelines, and they're already down 1.5 million barrels a day compared to where they were a year ago. It's just a matter of time that they come increasingly offline because of all the sanctions. Obviously, the war in Ukraine is still very tragic. It's tragic for all parties involved. Ukraine apparently is running low on ammunition. So everybody's scrambling. I don't like this proxy war the world seems to be in with Russia, but Russia's going to be the big wild card on energy markets. And so I still think our energy bet's still very, very sound at this moment. Otherwise, it's just time to have some profit-taking. We're still in a seasonally strong period of time. You know, the small-cap stocks are very firm from October through April. A lot of that's year-end pension funding the new year, so we have positive flow of funds. The dollar's got its mojo back. The strong dollar's going to push for more domestic stocks, help the small mid-cap stocks, so that's good. But the main thing is that it's strong, even though we're in the strong period time of year, there always has been some consolidation in the second half of February as earnings season winds down. So don't let this consolidation bother you. It's normal, okay? And if you did want to nibble on stocks, now's not a bad time. If you want to buy some good stocks on pullbacks, please stick to the A-rated stocks that we recommend. Those would be the best ones. And I know I've been nibbling here recently. And we just got to ride through it. So that's about it. The world's a safer place now. The balloon gate is over. You know, obviously we shot down one Chinese balloon, but there weren't four of them like it was previously reported. And hopefully the world gets back to normal and commerce booms and Europe continues to recover, Asia recovers, and things return to normal. Okay, there is a lot of onshoring going on. Okay. Normal channels are the most important right now. So, hang in there. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. It's a long weekend. Market will be closed on Monday. But, as far as I'm concerned, this is a good time to, add stocks, add to A-rated stocks. And then, come March, we'll get some more positive balance revisions. We'll get more clarity on the Fed, and then we'll reload for the next earnings announcement season in April. So we are right now about 80% through earnings announcement season. We still have a few more stocks that will announce, and by and large, the announcements have been great. So that's it. That's your update for today. It's Louis Navelier. Take care, everybody.